Shabbat Shalom on the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, the eighth day. And then I'm going to start the countdown. Does a countdown, I hope. Okay. I'll put up the study. I got to get online. I'm online. And we're ready to go. Shabbat Shalom. We're one in Messiah congregation. Kahal Chabah Mashiach. Just a part of the congregation of Israel. Adat Yisrael. Today's the Sabbath. It's Wednesday, the last day of the feast. And let's ask God to bless this day in Yeshua's name. Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, wash us in your precious blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot, as we come before your holy throne on the last day of the great day of the feast. We want to be with you, Father. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for eternal life. May you bless this reading today. Let us learn something new. We give the praise and honor in Yeshua's name. Heal everyone. Thank God. Amen. Well, there's my website. There's my phone number. There's my email. And today we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin. We're back. And today we're going to have video and audio. Believe it or not, today is October 10/15, 2025. Mm-hmm. And Jehovah has his own calendar. We're still in the seventh month of God, Koha Eithanim, and it's day 22. And there it is in Hebrew, and there it is. You find Koha Eithanim in 1 Kings 8:2. And today's topic is the last great day of the feast. Amen. Mm-hmm. We did the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, and today's the eighth day. The eighth day, Yom HaShemini, a Sabbath, Shabbat. It's a Mikra Kodesh, holy convocation, a Tzedet. It's a sacred assembly, Shabbaton, it's a rest. The last great day, a holy convocation, a solemn assembly. You might say, where do we get that from? Let's go to Leviticus 23:34. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days, which we did, unto Jehovah. On the first day, which was Wednesday this year, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. Today shall be a holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah. It's a solemn assembly, and you shall do no civil work therein. Amen. There it is right there. Atzeret. There it is right there in the Hebrew. Assembly, especially a holy day, a meeting. It's a meeting, a sacred assembly. Yeah. Back to Leviticus 23. These are the feasts of Jehovah, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. To offer an offering made by fire unto Jehovah, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice, a drink offerings, everything upon his day. And this is besides the Sabbaths of Jehovah. There's seven Sabbaths in the feasts of God, and besides every weekly Sabbath, and beside your gifts, and beside your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings which you give unto Jehovah. Also on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you've gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days. We did that. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day, today's the eighth day, shall be a Sabbath. And it happens to be Wednesday and Wednesday. These are Sabbaths. And we did this. You shall take you on the first day boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Jehovah your God 7 days, which we did. And you shall keep a feast unto Jehovah 7 days in the year. That's right. Just think, it's a statute forever. In your generations, you shall celebrate it in the seventh month. It's not Tishrei. It's not New Year. It's not when God created the world. It's not when none of that stuff that Judaism made up. It's the seventh month, called Ha'etanim. And we dwelt in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. And why do we do that? That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Jehovah your God. Amen. And Moses and Sohavai declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Jehovah. Amen. Now here's brother Nehemiah. They found written in the law, which Jehovah had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel dwell in booths in the month, in the feast of the seventh month. Wow, they even knew that. And that they should republish it and proclaim it in all the cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount, fetch olive branches, pine branches, myrtle branches, palm branches, branches of thick trees, make booths, as it is written. We did. So the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, every one upon the roof of his house or in their courts, and in the courts of the house of God, and in the street of the water gate, and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths. Amen. Mm-hmm. For since the days of Yeshua, or Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was very great gladness. We had great gladness the last few days. Amen. The last 7 days. Also, day by day, and from the first day unto the last day, we did read in the book of the law of God. We read the whole Torah, didn't we?
Yeah, we read not the whole Torah, but we read at least three books.
Yeah. We read Genesis, Exodus.
We read mostly Leviticus.
Leviticus, Numbers, yeah, I know.
And Deuteronomy.
And from day to day, from the first day unto the last day, he read in the book of the law of God. And they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day is a solemn assembly. That's today.
We'll read Genesis 2.
According unto the manner. We'll read more today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's 2 Chronicles 7, verse 8. At the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the eighth day, they made a solemn assembly, just like we're doing today. And they kept the dedication of the altar, the Hanukkah, 7 days, and the feast 7 days. They did the same thing. Sad, even pagans use the same word, atzeret, which we're not going to get into. 2 Kings 10:20, and Yahu said, proclaim a feast, a solemn assembly for Baal. This is what they did. And I don't even want to read that. And they proclaimed it. Yahu did this to find all. Jehu said, proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal. And they proclaimed it. And Jehu did this to find and kill the people who worship Baal. Amen. Here's John. Now even some people go, well, that's not in the Gospels and letters. Well, here's John 7. The Feast of Tabernacles was at hand. Now about the midst of the feast, Yeshua went up into the temple and taught. And here's what it says in John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Yeshua stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Amen. We come unto Yeshua. He that believes on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. But this he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believed on him should receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Yeshua was not yet glorified. This is not a short study today, but I want to let you know it's a Seder today. It's the eighth day. Soon to come, it's Bul, the eighth month. Rain, there it is right there, Bul. And it's not Cheshvan or Ma Cheshvan, it's called Bul. And it's the eighth month. This evening, the four holy days and feasts of God of Israel will be over for this year again. The last harvest of the year is over.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And remember, beware of false teachers that copy each other, such as Judaism, they have a lot of false things, messianics that follow them, messianics or Judaism that follow Karaites, or Protestant Gentile teachers that follow messianics or Karaites, watch out for them too. So many pagan holidays will occur. We are commanded by God not to learn the way of the heathen. Jeremiah 10:2 says, Jehovah said, learn not the way of the heathen, nor be dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them, not us. We're not the heathen. The customs of the people are vain. For one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with an axe. He decks it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammers that it move not. And that's talking about an idol, of course, but breaking news. Once upon a time, Halloween was banned. Halloween was not celebrated in our country until 1845, until the Catholic Church jumped in there. Once upon a time, Christmas was banned in 1659 in the new land called America. So those two pagan things that are coming, they were banned. All I could say is let nothing or no one separate you from the living God of Israel. Follow Yeshua the Messiah. And I thank you for joining us today. It's a short study, but there's many things that we wanted to go over. May God always be with you. May God comfort you and heal you. Let me bring up this. May God always touch you and heal you today in Yeshua's name. And Shabbat Shalom, everybody.
Amen.